Good evening. I welcome you with all my heart. It's good to be with you again. If there are any new people here today, I welcome you. I am called Mumbles Yanni. Because I mumble a lot. People come in here expecting to hear a profound lecture, and I mumble. You want to hear words or mumbling? Look at the words. You've been listening to words all of your life. Look at you now. Forget about listening to words. To be here and sit with me is what you need to do. Just to sit together. That's what you need. After all, if you observe the universe, the planet turns around its axis. This planet is turning around the sun. So the universe is being hurled through space right now, tremendous speed. The sun shines, the flowers bloom, the wheat grows, life comes and goes. All this takes place in the silence. The sun doesn't talk and say, I'm going to warm the earth. The clouds doesn't say, I'm going to bring rain to the earth. The wheat doesn't say, I'm going to grow. Everything happens by itself in a beautiful way, according to its divine plan. Well, there's a divine plan for you also. You just keep quiet and listen to it. If you learn to shut up, you hear it. You put yourself in the way by talking. Always talking. So you're going to change in your plan by talking. Learn to be still. You were brought up to believe you have to make a point. Perhaps you're on the debating team in college. Like a debate, like to argue. Look at it in this world. Look at the precarious condition the world's in. All the talking is absolutely no good whatsoever. So in high spirituality, there are sounds. No noise, no talking, sounds. You say, well, if I don't voice my problems, who will understand what to do? How will I get advice? If I don't tell people my problems, who's going to give me the right advice? All the advice you need is within you. Everything you have to have is within you right now. Everything. There's nothing missing. Everything's within you right this moment. If you can keep quiet long enough, if you listen, you'll hear it. You'll know what to do in every situation. But you refuse to listen because you're talking too much. You're proud, arrogant, intelligent. These are virtues you were brought up to believe you're supposed to have. You're really supposed to have these virtues. Intelligence, pride, You go. Because it's in this world. You have to realize that you don't really know what anything is, what's going on in this world. When you begin to develop humility, things take a turn for the better for you. But as long as you walk around with arrogance, obnoxious, thinking of everything, intelligence, the human becomes bigger and bigger. And you're caught up in the dream of Maya. Totally caught up. You get lost in it. And it goes through it again and again and again, thousands and millions of times, before you become free. So we think we're intelligent, we know something, but we don't really know anything. We don't even know what our own body is. What is this body you've got? Named Jane or Mary or Fred or Robert. What kind of body is this? Your parents gave you a name, but were they really? You're not the same person you were 20 years ago. If you look at a picture of yourself 20 years ago, you were somebody with somebody else, not the same person at all. You're a completely different person. Trust that years from now you'll be somebody else again. So who are you really? Therefore you cannot say I am Frank, because Frank has changed completely. And that's the name given you, so people call you by that name. But who are you? What is a cat? Take it for granted you were born on earth with a cat. What is a cat? Nobody knows. Nobody knows what a cat is. What is a cat doing here on this earth? We have no idea. What is a dog? Same thing. A tree. A mountain. What are these things? We're born into them, we take them for granted, but what are they? Look at our body. Everything changes and changes and changes constantly. Cats, dogs, mice, people, mountains, rivers. Become older and older and older, and they fade away eventually. A new life is built upon this earth, and the game continues. But where are you? Where did you come from? Where is your source? When you begin to understand that you don't know what anything is, this is called divine ignorance. And unless you have divine ignorance, you can never find yourself. Unless you understand divine ignorance, you'll never unfold and become free, liberated. As long as the mind is always asking questions, always working overtime, have doubts, uncertainties, fears, frustrations, you can never become free. You have to become as a little child. You have to become a little child. Full of awe. Maybe look at it and say, don't say I know what this is. Look at it with awe. Observe a cat or a dog. Look at it as if you could see it for the first time. Say to yourself, what is this animal? What is it really? Why is it here? Where did it come from? When you see a sunset, be full of awe. As you see it for the first time. If you learn to do this, something wonderful will happen to you. You'll suddenly become one with the item that you're looking at. You'll merge with the item that you're looking at. You'll become the cat or the dog or the tree or the flower. And be looking at yourself. If you're walking around the world full of conceit and ego, saying, I know this and I know that, then you got a problem. Drop everything you've ever learned. Drop everything you've ever learned right now. What are learning has been a waste of time, waste of effort. What does it get you in this world? It gets you a better job so you earn more money, so you're happy. Statistics show us that more people are killed by suicide that are wealthy than people that are poor. We have the wrong values. We're looking for things to make us happy. The things that make you happy are only temporary. How many times have you believed that if I can only have this in my life, I'll be the happiest person on this earth? How many times have you believed this? You say to yourself, if I can only have this in my life, I'll be the happiest person in this world. And when you acquire the item, how long does it last before you are unhappy? And then I need something else. And the game goes on and on and on. It's all a game. You're stuck in the game you're playing. You refuse to get off the game. You're playing a game called Maya. You've got an illusion. You're acting out a part. And we're the part of checking out as real. So you get excited, frustrated, mad. And things will go your way. Forget about all this. Drop it all. So make your life simple. Be calm, peaceful. No harm can ever come to you if you become peaceful and quiet. This is true. Serious problems only arise when you're very noisy. When you get too involved in this world, problems come automatically. When you begin to let go of everything, and say to yourself, I'm out of this world, I am consciousness, I am pure awareness, I am Satchitananda, Nirvana. And smile, feel as deep within your heart, and day by day, your awakenings as yourself. Forget about looking at other people, don't compare yourself with anybody. Leave the world alone. The world will take care of itself, it doesn't need any help from you. The world has been here for 200 years. Civilizations have come, civilizations have gone. Now here you are. Therefore, the wise person begins to understand that you must find out who he is or she is. You must try to find yourself to find who you really are. How do you find out who you really are? By realizing that your destiny really exists. When you realize that your destiny really exists, your real nature will come to you by itself. In other words, you're not identified with anything. You don't react to anything. Always be yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself right now. The imperishable self. That was never born can never die. The self expresses itself as consciousness. You know that you are consciousness. The substratum of all existence. Everything is taking place within you. The whole universe is expanding itself inside of you. You are the source of all creation. You are all pervading pure consciousness. This is your real self. This is you. Feel this. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop believing that you're a human being. Rest of yourself as problems. Straighten things out. Make conditions better. You're all gods. You're all bright and shining. You're the light of the world. Know this and be free. When you understand what I'm talking about, you'll realize there's nothing to say. What can be said? Words just get in the way. There's nothing to correct, nothing to change, nothing to do. For you are the one. There never was a time when you were not here. You are eternity. You are Brahman. The absolute reality. Act this way. Stop acting like a scared chicken. Act like a real self. Realize who you are once and for all. And be done with it. There's a pause between the words you should be accepting. The pause between the words you should be accepting. This is where the power is, between the words. There's no teaching. There's no teacher. There's no pupils. There's no one has to learn anything. There's no one has to do anything. You are the one. Your nature is total freedom right now. Feel it. All the nonsense that was in you is leaving you right now. All your karmas are being transcended. Your samskaras are being transcended right now. You're being totally freed. You're totally free now from everything. It's up to you to hold on to freedom by forgetting about the past and the future, living in eternity at this moment. Now that you know who you are, ponder the truth. Ponder the real you. See yourself as all-pervading. See the entire universe within yourself. Feel this. All the comings and goings of this universe are the beings that are within you. You are the one who's doing it. Everything that's happening is happening within you. Anything that's taking place anywhere in this universe is happening within you right now. All is well. Exceedingly well. Everything's unfolding as it should. There's no mistakes. You are not your real self and all as well. Peace.